The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, and Peter Woodthorpe. Episode 6, adapted by Brian Sibley, The Breaking of the Fellowship.
The Horn of Boromir! He is in need! An ill fate is on me this day, and all that I do goes amiss. Where is Sam? Sam! Sam!
I
see you! Sam!
Aragorn, I tried to take the ring from Frodo. I'm sorry. These orc arrows have paid me for my folly. Farewell, Aragorn. Go to Minas Tirith and save my people. I have failed.
No! No, Boromir, you have conquered. Few have gained such a victory. Minas Tirith shall not fall. Boromir, where are the halflings?
The orcs have them. I do not think they are dead. Orcs bound them.
Which way did the orcs go? Did they have Frodo and Sam as well? Boromir! Alas! Thus passes the heir of Denethor, Lord of the Tower of God.
This is a bitter end.
Now the company is all in ruin. It is I that have failed. Vain was Gandalf's trust in me.
Boromir.
Oh, Aragorn.
Gimli and I have hunted and slain many orcs in the woods, but we should have been of more use here.
We came and we heard the horn. But too late, it seems.
Yes. Boromir is dead. He fell defending the Hobbit.
Hobbits? Where are they, then? Where is Frodo?
I do not know, Gimli. I was not here. Before he died, Boromir told me that the orcs had bound the halflings, but I did not ask him until it was too late whether they took them all or only Merry and Pippin. All that I have done today has gone amiss.
What is to be done now?
First, we must tend the fallen. We cannot leave him lying like carrion among these foul orcs.
We have not the time or the tools to bury our comrade fitly.
Then let us lay him in a boat with his weapons and send him to the falls of Rauros and give him to the river Anduin.
It is not a pleasant task, Legolas, but let us strip these orcs of helm and shield that we may lay around him the weapons of his vanquished foes.
Yes.
These are not folk of Mordor. I have not seen shields before that bear this strange device of the white hand.
The orcs of Barad-dûr use the sign of the red eye.
I guess, therefore, that these orcs were in the service of Saruman. There is evil afoot in Isengard, and the West is no longer safe.
We must be swift. Let us carry Boromir to the shore, and then Legolas and I will go back and fetch the boats, while you stand vigil over our companion.
There's a strange tale to tell, Aragorn.
Why? What has happened?
There were only two boats upon the bank. We could find no trace of the other one.
Have orcs been there?
We saw no sign of them. And orcs would have taken or destroyed all the boats.
Then I think only Frodo can have taken the boat, and Sam must have gone with him.
But why should he leave us behind and without a word?
Indeed. That was a strange deed.
And a brave deed. I do not think Frodo wished to lead any friend to death with him in Mordor. But he knew that he must go himself.
We have no time to ponder riddles. Let us bear Boromir away.
They laid Boromir in the middle of the boat that was to bear him away. The elven cloak they folded and placed beneath his head. The golden belt of Lórien gleamed about his waist. His helm they set beside him, and across his lap they laid the cloven horn and the hilt and shards of his sword. Sorrowfully they cast loose the funeral boat. There Boromir lay, restful, peaceful, gliding upon the bosom of the flowing water. Slowly his boat departed, waning to a dark spot against the golden light, and then suddenly it vanished. The rush and thunder of the fall shook the windless air.
They will look for him from the White Tower of Minas Tirith. But he will not return from mountain or from sea. Boromir has taken his road, and now we must make haste to choose our own.
Our choice, then, is either to take the remaining boat and follow Frodo, or else to follow the orcs on foot. There is little hope either way. We have already lost precious hours.
Let me think. And now may I make a right choice and change the evil fate of this unhappy day. I will follow the orcs. I would have guided Frodo to Mordor and gone with him to the end. But if I seek him now in the wilderness, I must abandon the captives to torment and death. My heart speaks clearly at last. The fate of the bearer is in my hands no longer.
Afternoon was fading when Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli came back to the glade where Boromir had fallen. There they picked up the trail of the orcs. It needed little skill to find.
No other folk make such a trampling. It seems that they delight in slashing and bearing down anything that grows, even if it is not in their way.
But they do go at great speed for all that, and they do not tire.
Well, after them. Dwarves, too, can go swiftly, and they do not tire sooner than orcs. But it will be a long chase. They have a long start.
We will make such a chase as shall be accounted a marvel among the three kindreds, elves, dwarves, and men. Forth, the three hunters!
The three hunters!
The green smell of the grasslands of Rohan. It is much better than sleep. Let us run.
Light feet may run swiftly here, more swiftly maybe than the iron-shod orcs. Now we may have a chance to lessen their lead. Wait, stay.
What is it?
Look, there, quite plain. A hobbit's footprint. Pippin's, I think. He is smaller than Merry. And look at this.
A leaf broached from an elven cloak.
Not idly do the leaves of Lórien fall. This did not drop by chance. It was cast away as a token to any that might follow. I think Pippin must have run away from that trail on purpose.
Then at least he was alive, and he had the use of his wits and of his legs, too. That is heartening. We do not pursue in vain.
Let us hope he did not pay too dearly for his boldness. Come, let us go on.
On then they ran all that day. Now striding, now running, as if no weariness could quench the fire that burned them. But that night they rested. With the dawn, they set forth again. Still they drew no closer to the foe.
Now do I most grudge a time of rest or any halt in our chase. The orcs have run before us as if the very whips of Sauron were behind them. I fear that they have already reached the forest of Fangorn and the dark hills and are now passing into the shadows of the trees.
Is this an end to our hope and to all our toil?
To hope may be, but not to toil. We shall not turn back here.
On! On! Come on, you maggots! Faster!
Oh, it's all right for you, Ugluk. You're not carrying these nasty little hobbits.
They must be carried or they'll try and escape again. We don't want them loosing themselves in their forest. Now, come on.
What's that?
What's what?
Horses.
Yes. Look over there to the east. White skins on horses.
White skins? Who are they? I don't know. I don't know if they're friends or
foes. Silence! Now, listen, you maggots. It seems that those cursed horse boys have got wind of us. But we are the fighters, and we'll feast on horse flesh yet, or something better. So stand and prepare to defend yourselves and the prisoners.
Why worry about the prisoners? They're a cursed nuisance anyway. Why don't we kill them now?
Orders! Kill all but not the halflings. They're to be brought back alive as quickly as possible. That's my orders.
Let's hope he sticks to them.
Now stop arguing and get ready to fight.
Look, look. They're not coming any nearer.
They will.
Right now. Put those halflings down and stand guard over them. Huh? They're not to be killed unless the filthy white skins break through.
Let's kill them.
Understand? As long as I'm alive, I want them.
Mary,
but they're not to cry out, and they're not to be rescued. Bind their legs.
Bind their legs?
Well, bind them!
Why don't those riders attack if they're going to? Why don't we charge through them?
You're apes and maggots, a lot of you. No good trying to charge them. You just squeal and bolt. Enough of them then to mop around.
I don't think much of this, Pippin. I suppose we ought to be glad that these beastly orcs look like being destroyed. How will the horsemen know we're not orcs? I don't suppose they've ever heard of hobbits down here. I wonder if anyone will ever pick up my trail and find that brooch.
No, I doubt it, Pippin.
Still, you will get almost a chapter in old Bilbo's book if I ever get a chance to report to him.
Now then, none of that. Hold your tongues. No talk to one another. Any trouble and he'll hear about it. And he'll know how to pay you.
The white skins!
They're attacking!
We have our legs and hands free. We might get away. Perhaps I can bite through the knots.
And there's no need to try, Mary. I've managed to free my hands on the march. These loops are only left for show.
Well done, Mary.
If I can just reach that orc's sword, then we can cut the rest of the ropes. Right. Now, give me your wrists. There. Now, get your legs free. We must get under cover. It would not be any comfort to us if these riders only discover we're not orcs after we're dead. Right. Can you manage?
Yes, I think so.
Though those cords have cut me like wires.
Right. Come on. Run.
We must get into the forest. But surely that's Fangorn. And we were warned against going there.
Yes, I have not forgotten. But the forest seems better to me than turning back into the middle of that battle.
Fearful for their young companions, Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli still pursued the orc trail. They were going slowly now. But at length, they came to the summit of a smooth round hill and saw ahead and eastward the windy uplands of the Wold of Rohan.
Look! What is it? What do you see, Aragorn?
I don't know, Gimli. A shadow on the distant green, a dark, swift-moving blur. Legolas, what do your elven eyes see?
I see small figures of horsemen, many horsemen.
Riders?
Yes. There are 105 of them. Their hair is yellow and their leader is very tall. And the glint of morning on the tips of their spears is like the twinkle of minute stars beyond the edge of mortal sight. Behind them a dark smoke rises in curling threads.
Keen are the eyes of the elves.
Shall we wait for them here, or go on our way?
We shall wait, for these riders must be men of Rohan, and they are riding back down the orc trail. We may get news from them.
Or spears.
I see no hobbits with them.
I did not say that we should hear good news, but evil or good, we will await it here.
What news from the north, riders of Rohan?
Who are you? And what are you doing in this land?
I am called Strider. I come out of the north. I am hunting orcs.
Indeed. You know little of orcs if you go hunting them in this fashion. Are you elvish folk?
No. One only of us is an elf, Legolas, from the woodland realm in distant Mirkwood. But we have passed through Lothlorien, and the gifts and favor of the lady go with us.
Then there is a lady in the Golden Wood, as old tales tell.
Beware, Lord. Few escape her nets, they say.
Aye. And if you have her favor, then maybe you are also net weavers and sorcerers. Why do your companions not speak?
Give me your name, horse master, and I will give you mine and more besides.
I am named Eomer, son of Eomund, and am called the third marshal of Riddermark.
Then, Eomer, son of Eomund, third marshal of Riddermark, let Gimli the dwarf, glowing son, warn you against foolish words. You speak evil of that which is fair beyond the reach of your thoughts. But only little witch can excuse you.
I would cut off your head, beard and all, Master Dwarf, if it stood but a little higher from the ground.
He stands not alone. I can string and loose an arrow quicker than sight. You would die before your stroke fell.
Would I?
Your pardon, Eomer. When you know more, you will understand why you have angered my companions. Will you not hear our tale before you strike?
I will. But first, tell me your right name.
First, tell me whom you serve. Are you friend or foe of Sauron, the Dark Lord of Mordor?
I serve only the Lord of the Mark, Theoden, King, son of Thingel. We do not serve the power of the Black Land, but neither are we yet at open war with him. Come, who are you? Whom do you serve?
I am Aragorn, son of Arathorn, and am called Elessa the Elfstone, Dunardan, the heir of Isildur. Elendil's son of Gondor. Here is the sword that was broken and is forged again. Will you aid me or thwart me? Choose swiftly.
These are strange days. Dreams and legends spring to life out of the grass. Tell me, Lord, what brings you here?
I am in great need. The orcs whom we pursue took captive two of my friends. What can you tell us?
That you need not pursue them further. The orcs are destroyed.
And our friends?
We found none but orcs.
But that is strange indeed. Did you search the slain? Were there no bodies other than those of orc kind? They would be small, only children to your eyes.
There were no children. We counted all the slain and despoiled them. And then we piled the carcasses and burned them, as is our custom. The ashes are smoking still.
We do not speak of children. Our friends were hobbits.
Hobbits? And what may they be? It's a strange name.
A strange name for a strange folk. But these were very dear to us. You may have heard them called halflings.
Halflings? My lord Eomer, let us leave these wild folk to their fancies. Halflings are only a little people in old children's tales out of the north. Time is pressing. We must hasten south.
Peace, Eothain. Leave me a while. Assemble our people on the path and make ready to ride.
My lord.
Riders, form up on the path. Ready to ride.
I spoke warily before my men. I am abroad without King Theoden's leave. It's true that we are not yet at open war with the Black Land, and there are some close to the king's ear that speak craven counsels, but war is coming. We shall not forsake our old alliance with Gondor, and while they fight, we shall aid them. So say I, and all who hold with me.
My errand was to go with Boromir to the aid of Gondor. But Boromir has fallen.
Boromir slain?
Slain. By the orcs of Saruman, defending the halflings we have told you.
Oh, these are heavy tidings. Boromir was a worthy man. But why journeyed Aragorn and Boromir with elf and dwarf and halfling? You have not told all. Will you not now speak more fully of your errand?
The company I journeyed with had other business, but I cannot speak of that now. Gandalf the Grey was our leader.
Gandalf is known in the Mark. But I warn you, his name is no longer a password to the king's favor. Since he last came, all things have gone amiss. It was at that time that our trouble with Saruman began.
Are you now at war with him?
Yes, for many months. And it is ill dealing with such a foe. He is a wizard both cunning and dwimmer crafty, having many guises. He walks here and there, they say, hooded and cloaked, very like to Gandalf.
That is a poor disguise, since Gandalf walks no more. He fell into the darkness in the mines of Moria.
Oh, your news is all of woe. But do I hope in vain that now you have been sent to me for a help in doubt and need?
I will come when I may.
Come now! The heir of Elendil would be a strength indeed to the sons of Eol in this evil tide.
My heart desires to come with you. But I cannot desert my friends while hope remains. If, as you will say, they were not slain and burned among the orcs.
Then we must search in Fangorn for them.
Very well. You may go. And what is more, I will lend you horses. This only I ask. When your quest is achieved or is proved vain, return the horses to Edoras, where Theoden sits. Thus shall you prove to him that I have not misjudged. Do not fail.
I will not fail you, Eomer. I will not fail you.
As Aragorn and his companions set out in search of Merry and Pippin, the two young hobbits were struggling through the dark and tangled forest, fighting a queer, stifling feeling that was coming over them.
The air. It's getting too thin to breathe.
Yes. It's all very dim and stuffy in here. Mm.
Look at all those weeping, trailing beards and whiskers of lichen. And most of the trees seem to be half covered with ragged, dry leaves that have never fallen.
I can't imagine any animals living here.
No. Nor hobbits. And I don't like the thought of trying to get through it, Mary. I don't like the thought of it at all.
No. It's so frightfully, tree-ish.
Mm. Well, we'd better decide on the way now. The morning must be getting on.
Look, Pippin. Light. Yellow sunlight up there, through the forest roof.
It isn't far. Let's go and investigate.
The wind's changed. It's turned east again.
Yes. I'm afraid this is only a passing gleam. It will all be grey again in a moment. What a pity. This shaggy old forest looks so different in the sunlight. I almost felt I liked the place.
Boom! Almost felt you liked the forest. That's good. That's uncommonly kind of you. Turn round and let me have a look at your faces. I almost feel that I dislike you, but do not let us be hasty. Turn round. Very odd indeed. Do not be hasty. That is my motto. But if I had seen you before I heard your voices, I liked them. They reminded me of something I cannot remember. If I had seen you before I heard you, I should have just trodden on you, taking you for little orcs, and found out my mistake afterwards. Very odd you are indeed. Root and twig, very odd.
Please, who are you?
Well, I am an Ent. Well, that's what they call me.
An Ent? What's that?
We are tree herds, though there are few enough of us left now. Sheep get like shepherd, and shepherds get like sheep, it is said, but it is quicker and closer with trees and Ents.
Do you have a name, sir?
I am the Ent, you might say. Fangorn is my name, according to some. Treebeard, others make it. Treebeard will do. What are you, I wonder? I cannot place you. You do not seem to come in the old lists that I learned when I was young. Let me see. How did it go? Learn now the law of living creatures. First name the four, the free peoples. Eldest of all, the elf children. Dwarf the delver, dark are his houses. Ent the earthborn, old as mountains. Rome, man the mortal, master of horses. Rum-de-dum-dum, oh, how did it go? Rum-de-dum-dum, it was a long list. But anyway, you do not seem to fit in anywhere.
We always seem to have got left out of all the old lists and the old stories, yet we've been about for quite a long time. We are hobbits.
Hobbits. hobbits.
Why not make a new line? Half-grown hobbits, the whole dwellers.
That would do. So, you live in holes, eh? That sounds very right and proper. But who calls you hobbits? That does not sound elvish to me.
Nobody else calls us hobbits. We call ourselves that.
Oh, come now, not so hasty. You call yourselves hobbits, but you should not go telling just anybody. You'll be letting out your own right names if you're not careful.
Oh, we aren't careful about that. As a matter of fact, I'm a Brandybuck, Meriadoc Brandybuck, though most people just call me Merry. And I'm a Took, Peregrine Took, but I'm generally called Pippin.
But you are hasty folk, I see. I'll call you Merry and Pippin, if you please. Nice names. But now, what is going on? And what are you doing in it all? What is Gandalf up to? And these Brrrrroom, these orcs! And young Saruman down at Isengard, I like news! But not too quick now.
Yeah, but you told us not to be too hasty, Treebeard. Ought we to tell you anything so soon? Would you think it rude if we asked you what you were going to do with us? And which side you were on? And did you know Gandalf?
The only wizard that really cares about trees. Do you know him?
Yes. We did. He was a great friend. And he was our guide.
Then I can answer your other questions. I am not going to do anything with you, not if you mean by that doing something to you. But we might do some things together. As to which side I am on, I am not altogether on anybody's side, because nobody is altogether on my side, if you understand me. Nobody cares for the woods as I care for them. Not even the elves nowadays. But you speak of Master Gandalf as if he was in a story that has come to an end.
Yes, we do. The story seems to be going on, but I'm afraid Gandalf has fallen out of it.
Come now. Well, I do not know what to say.
If you would like to hear more, we will tell you, but it will take some time. Wouldn't you like to sit down?
I do not sit down. I am not very bendable. But there the sun is going in. Let us leave this la-la-la-la-rumba-commanda-lindo-barume. Excuse me, that is part of my name for the thing we are now standing on, where I look out on fine mornings and think about the unfolding of the world. What would you call it?
Hill?
Hill. Yes, that was it. But it is a hasty word for a thing that has stood here ever since this part of the world was shaped. Never mind. Let us leave it and go.
Where shall we go?
To my home, or one of my homes.
Is it far? You see, we have lost all our belongings, and we have only a little food.
Oh, you need not trouble about that. I can give you a drink that will keep you green and growing for a long, long while. And I will carry you, so that you do not tire yourselves. Come now, let us go.
This place, Treebeard?
This, Pippin, is an Ent house near the roots of the last mountain. Part of the name of this place might be Welling Hall, if it was turned into your language. I like it. We will stay here tonight. There are no seats, I fear, but you may sit on my stone table there. You are thirsty, I expect. I will fetch you a drink.
Pippin, did you see those two great trees as we came into the clearing, like living gateposts?
Yes.
I'm sure they lifted their branches and quivered their leaves when we approached.
Ah, Loom. Drink this. Now we can talk easier. I will lie down, and that will prevent this drink from rising to my head and sending me to sleep. Now then, tell me your story.
Well, you see, Pippin and I are friends of Frodo Baggins, whose uncle was Bilbo Baggins, who was a friend of Gandalf the Wizard.
Oh, well, well, that is a bundle of news and no mistake. Up sprout a little folk that are not in the old lists, and behold, they're caught up in a great storm. I hope they can weather it.
And what about yourself?
Oh, there is naught an old Ent can do to hold back a storm. He must also weather it, or crack. But Saruman now. Saruman is a neighbor. I cannot overlook that. Now it is clear that he is a black traitor. He is plotting to become a power. He has a mind of metal and wheels, and he does not care for growing things. Down on the borders, his orcs are felling trees. Good trees! Which they carry off to feed the fires of Orthanc in Isengard. Curse him! Root and branch. But I will stop it. And you shall come with me.
Us?
Yes. You may be able to help us. You will be helping your own friends that way, too. Our roads go together to Isengard.
We will come with you. We will do what we can.
Good. But I spoke hastily. We must not be hasty. For it is easier to shout stop than to do it. I must think. Unfolds the beech and leaf and sap is in the bough. When light is on the wildwood stream and wind is on the brow. When stride is long and breath is deep and keen the mountain air. Come back to me, come back to me and say, my land is fair. Good morning, Merry and Pippin.
Good morning, Treebeard. What's happening?
We're off to the Entmoot.
What's an Entmoot, Treebeard?
Entmoot is a gathering of Ents, Pippin, which does not happen very often nowadays.
But why are the Ents gathering?
Why? To decide what to do, of course, though it will take several days.
What will they decide, do you think?
Well, now we shall have to see, shan't we? But come, up you get onto my arms. We must away, if we're to be there before noon. When winter comes, the winter wild that hill and wood shall slay. When trees shall fall and starless night devour the sunless day. When wind is in the deadly east, then in the bitter rain.
Carrying the hobbits in his arms, Treebeard strode away southwards into deep groves, where the trees were larger, taller, and thicker than any that the hobbits had ever seen before. And as they went, it seemed to Merry and Pippin that they alone were now left of the whole fellowship of the ring. But away in the east, Frodo and Sam were struggling on towards perils of their own.
You know, Sam, I'm sure we've been here before.
You're right, Mr. Frodo. We must have gone round in a circle again.
Oh, we'll never get up this cliff.
What a fix. That's the one place in all the lands we've ever heard of that we don't want to see any closer. That's the one place we're trying to get to. And it's just where we can't get nohow. We've come the wrong way altogether. We can't get down. And if we did get down, we'd find all that green land a nasty bog, I'll warrant. Whew, can you smell it?
Yes, I can.
And what's that? Flickering red, way over there.
Mordor. And I must go there I wish I could get there quickly and make an end of all this. Well, Sam, we can't stay here, fix or no fix. We must find a more sheltered spot and camp. Perhaps another day will show us another path.
Or another, and another, and another. Or maybe no day. We've come the wrong way.
I wonder. It's my doom, I think, to go to that shadow yonder, so that a way will be found. But will good or evil show it to me? I wish we could get away from these hills, Sam. I hate them. I feel all naked with nothing but the dead flats between me and that shadow yonder. There's an eye in it. Come on, Sam. We've got to get down today, somehow.
I don't see how, Mr. Frodo.
There's nothing for it but to scramble down this gully, Sam. Let's see what it leads to.
A nasty drop, I'll bet.
Look, it's much lower here than it was, and it looks easier, too.
Easier? Well, I suppose it's always easier getting down than up. Those as can't fly can jump.
It'll still be a big jump. No, there's nothing we can do without rope.
Rope? Well, if I don't deserve to be hung on the end of one as a warning to numbskulls.
What?
Well, you're no but a ninny, I'm saying, down here. I carried it all the way from Lothlorien, and I'd clean forgotten it.
Then get busy and make it fast for that stump, Sam.
Sir.
If we're going to try and get down, we'd better try at once. It's getting dark early. I think there's a storm coming.
Right. I'm going first, Mr. Frodo.
You? But I thought you didn't like heights.
Well, I don't. But it's only sense to put the one lowest as is most likely to slip. I don't want to come down atop of you. There's no sense in killing two with one fall.
All right, sir. I'll lower you. And you need do no more than put your weight on some of the ledges.
Very well. If it must be, let's get it over with.
There. Well, we've done it. We escaped from the Aemon Moel. And now, what next, I wonder? Oh, maybe we shall soon be sighing for good hard rock under our feet again.
Oh, ninny hammers! What? Noodles!
What is it now, Sam?
My beautiful rope! Huh? Well, there it is up there, tied to a stump. And we're at the bottom. Just as nice a stair for that slinking golem as we could leave. I thought it seemed a bit too easy.
How could we have both used the rope and yet brought it down with us?
Well, I can't think of any way. But I don't like leaving it, and that's a fact. It goes hard parting with anything brought out of elf country. Made by Galadriel herself, too, maybe. Oh, well. Farewell, rope. Namarie.
Sam, it's come undone. Who tied that knot? It's a good thing it held as long as it did.
I put as fast a hitch over that stump as anyone could have done, in the Shire or out of it.
Then the rope must have broken. Afraid on the rock edge, I expect.
I bet it didn't. Nor it hasn't neither, see? Not a strand.
Then I'm afraid it must have been the knot.
Well, have it your own way, Mr. Frodo. For I think the rope come off itself. When I called. You see, I may not be much good at climbing, but I do know something about... Sounded like a black rider, but one up in the air, if they can fly.
Frodo and Sam huddled mournfully together in the cold, stony night, while down the face of a precipice, sheer and almost smooth, it seemed, in the moonlight, a black shape was moving with its thin limbs splayed out. It was coming down head first, as if it was smelling its way.
What's that? Look, Sam, over there, on the cliff.
It's that golem. That's where it is. Snakes and adders, look at him. He's like a nasty, crawling spider on a wall. Do you think he can see us, Mr. Frodo?
I don't know, but I think not. But perhaps he can smell us.
Well, I'm sick of him sneaking about after us. He's come once too often for me, and I'm going to have a word with him if I can. I don't suppose we could give him the slip now anyway.
Careful. Don't alarm him. He's much more dangerous than he looks.
Smart patient. Small hasteless sleep. Yes, Driscan, make mastery brushes. No brushes. Go. Where is the scissors? Where is the scissors? My precious, my precious. It's ours, it isn't. We want it. The thieves, the filthy little thieves. Where are they, my precious? Curse them.
It doesn't sound as if he knows we're here, does he? But what's this, my precious? Does he mean the rich? He's getting near now.
Careful, precious, or you'll slip.
He's fallen.
I'll have him!
Yes, master!
Let go, Gollum! This is Sting! You saw this blade once before when Bilbo carried it. Now I carry it. And if you don't let go of Sam, you will feel it. Do you hear me, Gollum? Let go or I'll cut your throat!
Don't hurt!
Don't let them hurt us, precious. They won't hurt us, will they? Nice little hobbitses. We didn't mean no harm if they jumped on us. Jumped on us. Like cats on poor mice if they did, precious. And we're so lonely. Go and we'll be nice to them. Very nice. Very nice to us, won't we? Won't we? Yes, yes, yes.
Well, what's to be done with it?
Tie it up so it can't come sneaking up.
But that would kill us, kill us, kill us.
No! If we kill him, we must kill him outright.
What a pity Bilbo did not kill Gollum.
Pity? It was pity that stayed his hand.
I'm sorry, but I am frightened. And I do not feel any pity for Gollum.
You must understand that Gollum is bound up with the fate of the ring. My heart tells me that he may yet have some part to play, for good or ill. And when it comes, the pity of Bilbo may rule the fate of many. Yours not least.
Very well. I am afraid, but I will not touch the creature. For now that I see him, I do pity him.
Yes, wretched we are, precious.
Hobbits won't kill us. Nice hobbits, these.
No. We won't. But we won't let you go, either. You're full of wickedness and mischief, Gollum. You will have to come with us so that we can keep an eye on you. But you must help us if you can. One good turn deserves another.
Yes, indeed. Nice hobbits, yes, yes. We will come with them, find them safe paths in the dark. We will. Where are they going, these cold, hard lands? We wonder. Yes, we wonder.
You know that. Or guess well enough. Sneak on. We are going to Mordor, of course. And you know the way there, I believe.
Yes. We guessed, didn't we? Yes,
and we didn't want them to go, did we? No, no, precious.
Not the nice hobbits, yes. Ashes and dust, and thirst, there is. And pits, and ox. Thousands of oxes, yes. Nice hobbits mustn't go to such... Those places, yes.
You have been there, and you're being drawn back there, aren't you?
Yes. No. Once by accident it was, wasn't it, precious? Yes, by accident, but we won't go back now. No, we won't. Not for years.
It doesn't mean us, does he, Mr. Frodo?
No, Sam. I don't think he does.
Oh, don't look at us. Come away. Go to sleep.
He will not go away, or go to sleep at your command, Smeagol. But if you really wish to be free of him again, then you must help me. And that, I fear, means finding a path towards him. But you need not go all the way, not beyond the gates of his land.
He's over there, always there. Oxes will take you. Take you all the way. Easy to find oxes east of the river. Don't ask Smeagol. Poor Smeagol, he went away long ago. They took his precious and his last man.
Get up. Now, can you find a path easier by day or by night? We're tired. But if you choose the night, we'll start now.
The big lights in the sky hurts our eyes, they do. We don't go looking for paths under the white face, do we, precious? No, no, not yet. It'll go behind the hill soon. Yes, 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 yes. Rest a bit first. Nice hobbits, yes, 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 yes.
Then sit down. Mm-hmm. And don't move.
Yes. Yes, 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 we won't move. Will we, precious? No. We won't move. We won't.
Slowly the moon went by. Shadows fell down from the hills and all grew dark before them. Suddenly, straight off the ground with a jump like a frog, Gollum bounded forward into the darkness.
Oh, no, you! No!
Ah! Ah! Let go of that!
I think your rope might prove useful again, Sam.
Why not, Mr. Frodo? Nasty, treacherous creature. It's round your neck, this rope ought to go. And in a tight nose, too.
We want him to walk, so tie one end to his ankle and keep a grip on the other end.
Right? Now, Gollum. This'll put pay to your sneaking. What's the matter with you? If you will try to run away, you must be tied. We don't wish to hurt you. The rope's not that tight.
It hurts us! It hurts us! It frees us! It binds us! Twisted it! Curse and take it off as it hurts us!
No! I will not take it off you! Not unless... Not unless there's any promise you can make that I can trust.
We'll swear to do what it wants. Yes, we'll swear anything. Yes, 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 it hurts us.
Swear?
Smeagol. Smeagol.
We'll swear.
On the precious.
On the precious? How dare you? Think. One ring to rule them all, and in the darkness bind them. Would you commit your promise to that, Smeagol? It will hold you, but it is more treacherous than you are. It may twist your words, so beware.
On the precious.
On the precious.
And what would you swear?
Oh, to be very good. Very good. Smeagol will swear, swear, swear never to let him have it. Never. Smeagol will save it. But he must swear on the precious.
No!
Yes.
Not on it. All you wish is to see it and to touch it if you can, though you know it would drive you mad. Ah! No, not on it. Swear by it if you will. For you know where it is, don't you?
Yes, 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 master.
Yes, you know, Smeagol.
Yes, 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 master, yes.
It is before you. Yes. Now! Speak your promise!
We promise, yes. Yes. I promise. I will save the master of the precious. Good master, good Smeagol, go.
Take the rope off, Sam.
You say so, Mr.
Frodo. Ah, good hobbits, kind hobbits. So kind to poor Smeagol. Yes, yes, yes. Off we go, off we go. There's only one way across between the north end and the south end, and I found it. That the orcses don't use it. Orcses don't know it. Orcses don't cross the marshes. They go round for miles and miles. Very lucky you came this way. Very lucky you found me. Oh, yes. Follow Smeagol. Follow Smeagol.
As Frodo and Sam followed their dangerous guide, Aragorn and his companions came at last to the dark eaves of Fangorn Forest and began their search for Merry and Pippin.
I do not like the look of this forest, Legolas. I wish the search had led anywhere else.
I don't think the wood feels evil, Gimli. There is no malice near us.
But there is watchfulness and anger. There is something happening inside, or going to happen. Don't you feel the tenseness? It takes my breath.
I feel the air is stuffy. It feels musty and shabby.
Look.
Look at what?
Shh. There. In the trees. An old man.
Yes. Yes, I see him.
Who can it be?
It is Saruman. Remember the words of Éomer? He walks here and there as an old man, hooded and cloaked. Your bow, Legolas, get it ready. It is Saruman.
Well met indeed, my friend.
Now, stop him, Legolas, or he will put a spell on us.
Put away that bow, Master Elf, and you, Master Dwarf. Pray take your hand from your axe haft.
Might we know your name?
As for my name... Have you not guessed it already? You have heard it before, I think. Yes, you have heard it before.
I, Saruman!
No! You need not raise sword or bow or axe against me.
Mithrandir. Mithrandir.
Well met. I say to you again.
Gandalf! Beyond all hope, you returned to us in our need. What veil was over my sight?
Gandalf, you are all in white.
Yes, Gimli. I am no longer Gandalf the Grey. I am Gandalf the White now.
But what befell you in Moria?
Yes. Tell us how you fared with the Balrog.
Name him not. Long time I fell. Long I fell, and he fell with me. We fought far under the living earth where time is not counted. Ever he clutched me and ever I hewed him, till at last we came to the endless stair. Then from lowest dungeon to highest peak we climbed, ascending in unbroken spiral in many thousand steps until on Durin's tower I threw down my enemy and he fell from the high place and broke the mountainside where he smote it in his ruin. And darkness took me, and naked I lay upon the hard horn of the world, and each day was as long as a life age of the earth. And so at last Gwaihir the Windlord found me again, and he took me up and bore me to Carras Galadthon, where I found you but lately gone. Healing I found there, and there I was clothed in white. But come now, time is short. War is upon us, a war in which only the use of the ring could give us surety of victory, and the ring has gone beyond our reach. We can no longer be tempted to use it, but neither can we hope to help the one that bears it.
Then you have news of Frodo. How go things with him?
I cannot say. Many perils lie still before him. But now, Aragorn, son of Arathorn, you must go to Edoras and seek out Theoden in his hall, for you are needed there.
But the hobbits!
Yes, we've come far to seek them. What of them?
They are safe with Treebeard and the Ents.
The Ents? Then there is truth in the old legends about the giant shepherds of the trees.
Yes, and Merry and Pippin's coming to Fangorn was like the falling of small stones that starts an avalanche in the mountains. Even as we talk, I hear the first rumbling. Saruman had best not be caught away from home when the dam bursts.
In one thing you have not changed. You still speak in riddles.
In riddles? No, for I was talking aloud to myself. It's a habit of the old. And now to Edoras. We have spent all the time that is allowed to a meeting of parted friends. Now there is need of haste.
Quickly they made their way back through the forest, and they spoke no more until they stood again upon the grass beyond the eaves of Fangorn.
I have never seen a horse the like of this before.
Nor will you again. That is Shadowfax. Does he not shine like silver and run as smoothly as a swift stream? He has come for me.
The Dark Lord has 9 riders, but we have 1 mightier than they, the White Rider.
Gandalf the White I am, but Black is mightier still. You are wise and swift, Shadowfax. Far let us ride now together and part not in this world again. Come, my companions, we ride. We ride to battle and war. Ride on!
In episode 6 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Brian Sibley, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm, Gandalf by Michael Horden, and Aragorn by Robert Stevens. Sam, William Nye. Gollum, Peter Woodthorpe. Boromir, Michael Graham Cox. Gimli, Douglas Livingstone. Legolas, David Collings. Merry, Richard O'Callaghan. Pippin, John McAndrew. Treebeard, Stephen Thorne. Éomer, Anthony Hyde. Éowthane, John Livesey. Ugluk, Brian Haynes. Snaga, Gordon Reed. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver. The directors were Jane Morgan and Penny Lester.